Time to bring in Mike Causey. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this, well, it's a cloudy morning here, but at least it's warm, 42 degrees.
I'm okay.
Yeah. Can't complain. All right. Where do we want to go in sports?
You choose.
Well, you know what?
I know you're the Olympic man.
No, I'm going to choose something different. And I'm not, you know, we're not huge fans of the NBA at all. Not at all. Just, it's not anything but that the round ball bouncing doesn't get exciting until the last playoff game. Just like college basketball, to me, I get excited.
The last 2 minutes of the finals, because we know it's over.
Yeah, but I mean, I do like the tournament, the NCAA tournament.
I agree.
Yeah, there's something which, once again, it's mainstream media. There's a team that's been on fire in the NBA, and they get no respect and no coverage. And it's the Toronto Raptors. They really are on a roll now, and they seriously threaten what's going on in the East. And you would not know it unless you actually went to some NBA coverage on the internet and see exactly how this team is on a roll. So that would
true.
What?
You're true.
Yeah.
They won 9 out of their last 10, 7 in a row. They're in first place in the Eastern Conference. I would have never guessed that.
No, and the media just doesn't cover that. They cover LeBron James. They cover the Lakers, the Ball brothers.
You got the crybaby in Cleveland. You got the Quakers with the Fakers, and then you got Golden State. That's all you ever hear about.
It's just amazing. So, some congratulations to them. I mean,
wouldn't that be great if they win the championship?
It would be excellent. I think it would open up.
Where'd they come from? That's going to be of non-following basketball people that are the occasional fan. They're going to be just like the way you were just now. They're going to say, "Where'd this team come from?" Because nobody's talking about it.
All right. Other than that, I'm trying to think what else I would like to lead with. I don't know. How about this? Team USA in hockey took a 2-0 lead and they lost.
Oh, the men. They both lost. They stink. They're no good. Because here's the thing. Because the European teams, except for Canada, which isn't in Europe, I'm not saying I don't know my geography. The Russian leagues and the European leagues take off, so their players can play in the Olympics. So those teams are at an unfair advantage. It should be just amateur players. It should be just amateur players because the whole world's open to play in the NHL. And if the NHL doesn't go, the other teams shouldn't go either. But like I said, that's why who cares about the Olympics? It's an unlevel playing field throughout. So the game last night that mattered was the women's USA and Canada showdown. And from what I saw when I went to sleep, the Americans were getting whitewashed 2-0, so I'm just assuming that they got beat last night. So
I'm not sure.
That was a big loss for them yesterday.
I'm not sure, but anyway, so where did you want to go in sports?
If I could quickly find out here. Ice hockey results. Let me see, do they even have the women here? I can't find it. No, I don't know. Where did I want to go?
Yeah.
A couple of things. They're making a big thing out of what Justin Verlander said yesterday. He's saying, well, you know, everybody's picking the Yankees to win, and, you know, around the corner type of remark saying, well, last time I checked, we won the World Series. And that's true. And as far as it goes for this year, does anybody know how Stanton's going to play in New York? Does anybody know how Stanton's going to play in the postseason? I've seen a lot of big ball players come to New York and fall on their face because they couldn't handle the pressure. One's named Dave Winfield, who's in the Hall of Fame. You don't know how seasons are going to turn out, and Verlander's not wrong in what he's saying, because the last time I checked, the Houston pitching staff is better than the Yankees, and when they went down to Houston with the chance to clinch, remember, folks, they were up 3-2 when they went back to Houston. They lost 2 games in a row, and I think they either got shut out in both or only got one run on a meaningless home run. So Houston does have the right to stand on the fence and crow, because they beat the Yankees. And until the Yankees beat them, if it gets that far, Houston still has the right to crow about it. You want to knock them off, knock them off. And all of these writers are saying how it's bulletin board material. Well, I've never seen anything said in February affect a game in October. They're just trying to make something out of nothing right now. And like I said, with the Yankees, everybody's expecting them to win 110 games this year. A lot can go wrong in baseball, folks. A hell of a lot can go wrong in baseball. I've seen it happen. The Yankees have the potential to be a very good team this year. But until it's actually played, that's all it is potential. A lot of players and a lot of teams had a lot of potential and it never panned out. Let them play a few games this year before you even say anything. I just don't understand why these writers and the media do things like this. Let them play, report on the news at hand that's going on in camps and not on speculation.
Well, all I can tell you is go back to the start of the NFL season. The New York Giants were predicted by almost all the experts to win the NFC East and be a Super Bowl contender.
They printed the tickets already. Yeah. Where were they?
Yeah.
A funny thing, what was that? A funny thing happened on the way to the Forum? Was that a movie?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I mean, you got to take the trip before you can get to the location. The trip hasn't even started yet. Come on, give me a break. The Yankees have the potential. They have all the tools to win. Doesn't mean they're going to win.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean they're going to win.
But at least they can be called the Evil Empire again.
Oh, no doubt about it.
We missed that the past couple of years.
They're the team everybody loves to hate again.
They're the Evil Empire. They're back.
Mm-hmm. But it's different. I mean, there's two different roads when you have the Yankees and the Patriots. Yeah, the Yankees win and the Patriots win, but they go about it different ways. The Patriots pick up nondescript players to fill a role and win. The Yankees go out and get the best player money can buy. There's the difference.
All right. What else in sports in our final minute or so?
Hockey's back in show tonight. The Devils play Carolina at home, and those two cellar dwellers, the Rangers and the Islanders, somebody's got to win because they play each other. So, you know, we're drawing through the season, coming to the big, big part of it, the playoffs. And unless the Rangers or the Islanders have a mass transformation real soon, neither one of those teams are going to make the playoffs.